Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Zum dritten Teil von Paradise Lost begrüßt sie heute Anna Socek. Die insgesamt 12-teilige Paradise Lost-Reihe wurde vom Künstler und Theatermacher Marold Langer-Philipsen konzipiert. Für jede Episode arbeitet er mit einem anderen Künstler oder einer anderen Künstlerin zusammen. In der heutigen Folge ist das die slowakische Tänzerin, Performerin und Choreografin Petra Fornajová. Die Radiokunstreihe Paradise Lost nimmt Bezug auf das epische Gedicht gleichen Namens, das von John Milton verfasst und 1667 erst veröffentlicht wurde. In der dritten Folge mit dem Titel Limbo führt Marold Langer-Philipsen mit Petra Fornajová in antike und gegenwärtige Vorstellungen unserer Welten. Machen wir uns die Welt, wie sie ist? Existieren Vorhölle, Hölle, Gut und Böse, das Paradies, nur als Konstrukt? Hören Sie nun Paradise Lost Teil 3 Limbo von Petra Fornajová und Marold Langer-Philipsen. Eine Radioreise in die Klänge zwischen Stadt und Land und die in unseren Köpfen.
Is light and pleasure and relaxing in the pandemonium, and we accompanied this guy, what we don't want to name, this Saturn, on a travel, and we got to know what fallen angels are doing when they are just waiting for another day, for another world. What fallen angels are doing? They just play around with paper. They just throw the paper. Towards heaven. There's a big party, a celebration, a feast at home. And then he comes back and has something in mind to activate that. Because he has a rebellion in mind. But what was happening the second time? There is a high council in the pandemonium. There is a high council. And Satan speaks to Moloch and Belial and Mammon and Beelzebub. Try to get volunteers. But nobody's coming with him. So Satan is going alone again on travel. Got out of hell and meets sin and death, and he goes to the gate of the hell, and he goes across chaos, and in his wildness and in this wildness and in his wildness and in this wildness he went down to the abyss, and he has a discussion, a discourse with chaos. And in the very end, he approaches. He approaches the heavenly
region. Such deep in our bones, so deep in our bones, so we exist, so deep in our bones, so we exist, so deep in our bones, so we exist, so deep in our bones, so we exist.
What has happened this time?
Of course, like Jesus, Maria, or you are my little angel following kids, or you are this little devil. Overused? Abused even? Because probably it's the easiest reference, everybody understands. Mm-hmm. Like we are just else. Yeah. Using, I mean, because now I'm very much with kids. The social is also quite nice reference because the society is simply seek with some connection with some another, like something real in our society, further from history. Far and from with the kids, from the original it's nice connection towards fairy tales and towards something they understand.
That's how you use
also.
It. How you use it's like so a scene. It's
yeah,
like
definitely we're using it as in everyday life.
It's like another. It's not.
Without,
it's like
but the important thing without
work in dictionary without you, without
what
really
you use differently somehow.
Not
meaning,
of course.
Like
mean
references to Bible or anything.
Of
like
course, the form
or
the original
original sense of these words. Maybe all kids are just having these images of very materialistic angels, very materialistic
Satan,
very materialistic angels, very materialistic
angels,
very materialistic angels, very materialistic. It, I think, it gives you very. very very deep influence how your image of this can be. So I mean, we are influenced
in
of all these historical
church and
angel
like,
in the other
and
church. Historical pictures, historical architecture. So there is not really like a choice how to, as a kid, how to see an angel in your fantasy. I mean, you are definitely influenced. Where do you live in? So
my image of angels was probably something between angel in one church and angel in the other church. So
as I, you know, because you are moving, you are living in this space, and so.
You start to think about things like, okay, this is not gonna be like this. So then you are 8, you are actually more or less sure like this is not like this. Then you are 10 and you start to invent like how can it be, or 9, or I don't know. Yeah, so of course, and then you start to connect these words with something what it could really mean. You do this lines between these two points, like angel and what, and you are looking for what is the end of that line, where it could lead you. Yeah, and then you confront it with this very basic like bad and good sides of the world competition, and then you start to see things like okay, everything is just like a little like you have to guess what it actually means, and it was nice game. Like I had to guess I had to guess when I was reading Bible when I was young, like what it actually means. You have to guess what it means for you. there is one sentence what my friend used, like if a sentence in dance, like a phrase, can be used anywhere in any kind of performance, it's not really good for that performance. And this is limbo for me, you know, like reason. I mean, that reason can be from outside, this reason can be from you, that reason can be your kid crying somewhere, that just reason to do something, not to do only, not to spend energy to do only things, to do things. And this process, to do it and to look for it, this is for me this limbo, because you, in this process, you can find that moment which is right, and you can go, you can suddenly find yourself in paradise, because suddenly you have your team, you have your perfect definition, you have your reason. This is not already limbo. But when you are still like kind of in this source of you know, in this muck of not knowing what to do, and you are doing it, you are still trying to do it, that's for me limbo. From time to time it was more abstract, like, okay, the general good or the general bad or the general evil in the world, like, I don't know, when I was young, like money or lies or all these kind of things. And then you go to this esoteric kind of period of education, self-education, when you start to believe in these kind of things, like certain people can be really like a materialization of evil or materialization of angels, and you really start to follow and searching, like if this can be true, like if somebody can be really like sucking your energy or giving you energy, and you start to see this side of possible good and bad in the world, very concretely materialized, to be in limbo. That's the same in Slovak. Actually, I'm using it too. Civlimbu.
Yes.
But it means more like this state, like it's more like vacuum state.
Yes.
In my understanding, it's more like civlimbu. Like,
yes.
Nothing to do, not knowing really to what to do. It's more like this kind of state.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so it depends on the concrete time in my life, like what now I am in the period, like more to believe like this. This has definitely references in our everyday life in very concrete situations. This is my, and it's very relativistic actually. So the bad and good can be very relativistic in that concrete situation where you what you experience in that moment. So yeah, it's very relativistic actually. But still, I believe there is something which can be like a general angel principle or general Saturn principle. I don't know if it's like understandable, but under it, it's like a subgroup where you are obliged to judge things a little bit more relativistic towards what is happening. like objective angel and subjective angel in that concrete situation, what you experience just now. And that's the same with these evil things, like with these, let's say, like these negative characters. Like there is something generally negative, and something negative in concrete situation. That's how I perceive it now, like in these days, like this angel, Saturn, good, bad, evil, positive, and that's
true. See, good enough, see. 9, 0,
6,
2.
Yes.
To be in limbo. 9, 0, 6, 2.
To speak about angels or about to speak about positive and negative, I think the most important is to see in that direct moment on which side you have to kind of, or you have to be very aware of that concrete type of situation and that concrete type of what of happening to judge it, like okay, this is too, more towards negative, or for you to decide what to do. And of course everybody is, well, I believe, like most of us, we want to kind of do good or make good things. So to decide which direction I should go to make things better, or you know, or to, without losing myself and my trust and my belief in okay, this what I'm doing is good. So I think this is the important thing, like to know and to define, to see the exact status of certain situation or status of a constellation of people when they are confronting each other. Because of course we can speak about good and bad only in this confrontation point. That, I mean, doesn't matter really, and it's not really relevant to speak about something is good without having this. Of course, we know it. This is quite banal. So to know what is happening exactly and to read the situation in a good way, not to cheat not to cheat myself, not to cheat anybody else, to see what's happening, so, well, simply. And I think this is for me this is the big question mark, like how can one read what the other ones really want and what the other ones really mean. It doesn't matter they have to lie or they lie you, it means like they don't know what they are doing, and you have to try to know to read it anyway.
Slnečko veľké. No, to keď bude tma za chvíľku.
It makes things much more complicated. Simply, you can't read it. You simply can't read it, and then they can't read it. You can't read it. Making things unclear and kind of, you know, like this. Unclear, kind of foggy areas, and not really clearly speeches, like clear speeches about what I want, what I mean. This is really for me now synonym of this for Hülle, this limbo. So the one and very important condition for me is really to be sincere towards yourself, to be sincere and to be clear what you really want, which I find these days, again, in all these periods of your life, you have different relevant things, you have different priorities, but now I'm really dealing with if one doesn't know what she wants, it's complete disaster, because then you're just using your time to find kind of subsidies or excuses how to say or find sense to your own sense, like Zin with double N, to your life, and you know, because just simply you don't know what you want, so you just complicate things, and then and it's definitely connected with like your deep knowledge of, well, let's say deep knowledge of life, like kind of intuitive approach to what is good, what is bad to do, and then to find the balance between, okay, this is good, but this is really not good for me, and how to find the way to connect it, to connect the general, like good things with your subjective wish and need, and to present it, and to stay with it, and to be clear with it. It's somehow connected, this Vorhülle, when this definition came up, and this term, a picture of the San Dolorico came to my mind, from Neverending Story, this fairy tale. And I think this can be also image of my personal limbo, like these two sphinxes. These two sphinxes judging somebody who passes through or in between them. You remember it, you know this picture. So I think this is very much connected towards what I'm interested in. And it can be really kind of image of my personal limbo, as I said. These two sphinxes are synonym for the situation, or for somebody's situation when she doesn't know where she is or what she is. I mean, I'm not seeing it like chronologically, like person goes and then it's. This is this formula. It's just these two sphinxes, or the possible. Only the moment of this judging is important for me, or the. Only this presumption of that you have to know who you are to not to go in a bad way somehow. It's not like these two things are is the edge of, is the edge of realism. It's not like this. It's just like a synonym of judging something what is very important.
So.
If you are dancing and you don't know where you are, it's already limbo, actually. I mean, this limbo. I mean, if we come from the definition of four hula, it's not really. It's something where you still can. When there is still possibility, let's say. So I think it's this moment on the stage where you, if you are dancing, when you still can somehow go for good decisions, when you are not lost yet totally, you are looking for and you are trying to catch like this kind of these basic points to catch and to be right somehow. And when you are not right, when you are not right, this is already lost. But when you are looking for these possibilities, this is for me this limbo. So it's for me not really negative. It's still possibility to express and to be right. Because I mean, we know it. I mean, if you see somebody on the stage who is not really right, everybody feels when there is this limbo, you still feel like you are still, there is this temptation for audience like to go with, to find the right way. You feel somebody is lost but he's looking for the right way. That's limbo for me on the stage. Trying. Not just really letting it go and then trying. Not just really letting it go and then. I am reading limbo like this. This limbo principle like this. Otherwise, maybe I'm wrong, but otherwise it doesn't have any function for me. No, this limbo. So that's for me the only definition on the stage. Like there is still possibility. Like to find the second breath, let's say. So that would be the other definition. Like, you still can find something and go with it. grandfather used to say, like, when you don't know what to do, you just don't act, you don't do anything, you just be. And he was a field worker with his agriculture farming. Of course, a lot of people know it. A lot of people tell it, but for me, this was this my grandfather. And then, well, you got lost, but you don't want to see it, or somehow you want to fight with it because you see it. You are lost, but you want to fight with it, and you are looking for reasons why you should stay more on the stage. I really don't know what to say. Like if. For me, in an improvisation performance, like when I dance and dance and dance, this limbo would come when I realize I don't know what to say more. You know, like I don't find my reason why to be on stage anymore. So limbo comes only if I. It's both ways, actually. If I realize that there is nothing to say more, but for some reasons I want to overdo it and like fight with it and stay there and to convince myself I can rework it, I can be again in that real state of working or giving something. So this is this limbo state. The condition is it doesn't function, and I can't realize I have to leave, or I have to change my decision towards leaving the stage, not towards staying on the stage. And this limbo is exactly at this moment that you try to. Convince yourself that you still have to be there, to be in limbo. Like a dark forest, and if actually this is about if he decides not really good, that's actually, I mean, just if you see this limbo game, it's exactly about what I was speaking now. Maybe subconsciously this game came to my mind, I don't know, but if this guy go through this forest and then he decides not really right, he's dead. But he doesn't go to the beginning of the game. He goes back only these few meters or few sentences, let's say, so he can repeat it. But because I haven't finished it yet, because of my son, who was very scared of it, I don't know how it continues. So, but this is the principle is kind of there.
Thank you.
I think limbo is the senseless trying to continue in something which is completely finished, or to push things which are completely finished, and you just didn't realize that moment was already happened, and you still continues to looking for things, and these things are not coming to you, but you still want and fighting, and then this is this I think it's very hard to watch it even for audience, because everybody sees it like this fight and this endless trying and effort, and then like people are just sorry. And well, I'm sorry when I'm seeing these kind of dancers on the stage. It's just this sorry feeling in me, like. Okay, now I can see it more in like time-wise. You have certain time where you can still go backwards. You can still change the direction somehow. But the amount of your decisions. This is more towards like this, like a little bit like causal fatalism. I can say, like, if you decide, it leads you somewhere. Then you decide, it leads you somewhere. But it leads you only in a certain way. And there is an edge probably between limbo and Hülle already, where these decisions. I mean. I kind of believe in that everybody of us we have a lot of possibilities to make good decisions, but if it is simply too much, then it's not arrow already like both ways. One of these decisions leads you towards it's simply too much, so you are not anymore in the time and space of limbo. You are already in time and space of Hülle, which means something else. So I think the amount and quality of your decisions can fulfill the time and space for limbo, and then it is not anymore space and time to decide differently. Well, see, I mean, maybe you want a concrete situation or concrete things, but I simply, if you follow this like you can be anybody and anything, and to have anything if you don't have your love, and if you don't have love, not your love, if you don't have love, then everything is lost anyway. So except for true and like kind of ratio, what has to be present, this simple love or wish to do love towards the others is the other condition, what is really good for me. When you ask like what is good, this. And sometimes, I don't know for what reason, sometimes you want to fight too much with things which are more or less clear, and so you don't want to leave the stage somehow. So, and if you leave it, then limbo is over, of course, because then you find the paradise which is out of the stage. In general, probably if we have this big overview on about ourselves, then probably wouldn't be anything like limbo. So it's again. This is this causality. Of course, it wouldn't happen if you would react differently. But actually, so it's you. Of course, I mean, again, well, of course, it's you because it's happening because of your decisions. It's not happening like vis maior. It's just happening because of you. But you don't want it. So it's something which is not. I think which is not. You don't wish. That limbo is happening, I think, when I see it now. But in the sense, like when we use it now, like to be in limbo, it's slightly different. Like to be in limbo, it's actually it can be also state which you wish is happening, because it can be state of big relief actually, also, and it's slightly different. But this limbo in that sense of Vorhülle, it's that we don't wish that it's happening. But so normally everything what is in direction like should be like limbo. Something should be like limbo. Actually, it's kind of an oxymoron because we don't want limbo having happened. also on stage, so if to dance limbo, then means like I'm not dancing limbo actually. So it's like now it's like.
Das war der dritte Teil der Radiokunstreihe Paradise Lost – Blown Backwards into the Future mit dem Titel Limbo von Petra Fornajova und Marold Langer-Philipsen.
Radio. Kunstradio.at.
Das sind Sounds der Resonating Sculpture, einer Arbeit von Reni Hofmüller, Christian Lammer und Yogi Hofmüller. Zu hören beim Musikprotokoll im steirischen Herbst, das am Donnerstag in Graz beginnt. Den Abschluss des Festivals, am Sonntag dann, bildet die Radioperformance Resonating Sculpture, zu hören live auf Ö1 im Kunstradio. Für heute verabschieden sich Anna Socek am Mikrofon, Elisabeth Zimmermann Redaktion und Christian Gortz Technik.